Record kitchen. Record
kitchen. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You land out your films, yeah? You land out Lena, your project.
We started the meeting.
Then Nalam follow one of them, Bana Kama. La Kama,
we are scheduled to start our meeting at 10 o'clock. And according to my watch here, we are indeed at 10 o'clock. Sorry? We are going to start the meeting, and good morning, everybody. You shall realize that since we've been starting this meeting, we have never prayed. One of these days we shall get the reasons as to why we haven't been praying. One of these days. We have three apologies that we received. Four. The one is coming from the Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. The other one is coming from the DG himself, Mr. Langasita. Another one is coming from Mrs. Dane. Another apology comes from Mrs. Nyalungu. On the agenda today, it is a subject matter on the third quarterly review on performance and expenditure trends within the department. As part of our preparation, we did receive, unless there is anybody else who has apologized, but we did not get any apology submitted. Is there anybody else for purposes of recording? Nobody else. Baba Abra?
Chair, I don't want to record an apology. All I would like to ask is, at the end of the meeting, Chair, is it possible that we can have 10 to 15 minutes just to look at our program? And there are a couple of suggestions I would like to make.
Can we look at the apologies? No other apologies?
Because there were none, Chair, I said, that's why I
we'll
thought
come,
I'll take
we'll
the game.
Come to you on that one. we members, we did receive welcome everybody. We did receive three documents, if not four, three. We received a document that is written 2011-2012 quarter 3 organizational performance report highlights. No. This is two, I think. The second one that we received was organizational performance report. October to December 2011, 2012. Are those the only documents that you received earlier?
On email, we received the report,
Dora
conditional grant.
That's the third one that we received.
And then we had this.
No. That one we just received it now.
This is why.
Yeah. So those are the only three documents that we received. The Dora one and the presentation and also the actual supplement report.
Yes.
This one, we're receiving it now on the fisheries. The one on fisheries, we're only receiving it now. Am I right?
This one?
Yeah. We did not receive it last week. We did not receive this last week. I don't remember Paul receiving this last week. So, the practice which you always talk about all the time about receiving documentation in a meeting, it continues unabated, despite the fact that we talk about it, we complain about it, but it continues unabated. What I would ask us to do, which is quite unfortunate, we reschedule this meeting. The norm, the practice is that at least we get the document a week before, at least. And there shall be no excuse. So that we are able to prepare in good time going to such meetings. These are very important meetings. These are meetings that are aimed at doing nothing but taking our country forward. Yes. There is no other interest. I submit and I put the proposal before the meeting that we reschedule this meeting for a time not today for sure.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would agree with you, but I mean some of the documents we did get, so if these other documents that we got are not pertaining to these documents, maybe we can handle off these documents because they're also quite thick. I mean, we do need to do the third quarter review and we do have a very busy program. Maybe we handle these three documents and then they can come back on another day with the other document that is then explaining to us what's going on, unless this is pertaining to the same documents. But I don't know. I can't. It's a lot of papers to go through to see what's going on with it.
Baba Bra?
Chairperson, you see, the problem now is that we extended this meeting from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We haven't got all the documents, but we prepared ourselves with the documents that we have. I would strongly suggest that we carry on with what we have and that the fisheries one, we are unable to attend to today because the documents came very late. And in any case, Chair, with 2.5 hours at our disposal, 2¾ hours, we can at least deal with the other stuff, Chair. We've lost one Tuesday already because last Tuesday there was nothing that happened. I wouldn't like to lose this Tuesday again, Chairperson, because what will happen is when we come towards the end of the year, you will find that certain entities will have a free ride. They won't appear before us because we didn't have the time to fit them in. I strongly suggest, Chair, that we carry on with the documents that we have and because I can tell you that I've got a lot of questions regarding especially the cash funding, for example. Now, if we're going to take this meeting to another day, we will have lost this 2.5 hours of today, Chair. We'll never get it back again. Let's use it optimally. Thank you.
Baba Bang?
Yeah, mine, Chair, it says that I'm new, but I was very shocked, you see, as I was reading the report, my understanding is that we're going to deal with issues also that pertain to organizational performance. Now, part of your submissions, your apologies, the head of the department, the director general, is not here. I would have expected that at least we would have a person of that caliber to come and answer to some of the questions that I might also have. A quarterly report would be an important report. The minister also submitted and learned the seriousness of taking what we'll be doing today from the two specific individuals. I'm also having concern. Now I was just persuaded to say if it is procedural that I would request them to be here when we're doing this. It sounds so bad to me. I don't know, but I can be guided because at least I'm new in this committee. I'm not comfortable with the Director General in particular not to be here to deal with organizational performance.
Members, may I insist that we do not meet today? May I insist that, notwithstanding all the concerns raised by members, the fact that we've lost last Tuesday, the fact that we received this document today, granted, it may be complementary work on stuff submitted, granted, there could be a lot of explanation given on this thick document that it talks to a number of other issues that we received. But also importantly, you also need to have direct answers to a number of questions that otherwise could be raised. Such that an accounting officer or an executive authority of necessity must be present in a meeting of this nature. In that it should mean, therefore, we would then have to find time and negotiate with people within Parliament that we take 2 days in the coming week. So that's what I would really persuade us to do. Unless we want to meet and raise issues and raise all our frustrations, at the end of the day, never to receive any satisfactory response, unless those would be questions that would be for noting. Mama, what is that?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, my take would be that I want to give you the responsibility to communicate a written letter to the chair, to the minister and the DG, and convey the message of the urgency of the next meeting. Also, how desperately we need their attention as a portfolio committee. and really chairperson, we need no apologies from the DG and the minister for the next meeting. That's why the letter must go today, not later than today, to give them enough time to reschedule their business of next week and to give us the necessary attention we need so that we can really put some things and unfinished aside. Thank you, Chair.
Well,
Chairperson, I feel just like you feel that when the people responsible to account to Parliament are not here, we should not carry on. And it has happened in the past, even in the previous term of Parliament, where we sent the department packing. But Chairperson, my problem at the moment is that if I look, for example, I don't want to us to look at the entire lot of documents that we have before us. But if you look at this CASP funding and the way it has been spent and the manner in which this report has been presented, Chair, it says nothing. And all I would like to ask, Chair, is that I would like to use this opportunity to tell the DDG, I don't know whether he's still part of Hollywood or whether he's a permanent DDG. I have said, Chairperson, that this department is dysfunctional. Everything you have alluded to proves what I've always been saying. It is a dysfunctional department. Too many actors, too many chiefs, no Indians. All I'm asking, Chair, is that with regard to the CASP funding, there's a lot here that is not right. The information, if the department believes it is information, then I say that it belongs in the rubbish bin. There is no information here at all. And I would like to put a couple of questions so that when they come back, Chair, they will have the requisite information that we need. I would not like to lose this opportunity when there are DDGs here, the CFO is here, to go away and we haven't told them what our shortcomings are as far as this whole so-called report on CASP funding is concerned. And it comes, Chairperson, it stems from our oversight work, where there are so many things said here, Chair, but we don't see it on the ground. And there are millions involved, Chairperson. So I again, I want to repeat, Chair, I don't want to be part of those that have seen things wrong and I kept my mouth shut. And let me remind you, Chair, that when we meet again, you will probably have from 9 to 12.30 or 12.45, you will have 3.5 to 3.75 hours. And if you then want to go through all these other documents, including the fisheries and what have you, you are not going to have sufficient time, Chair. Regarding your request that we meet over 2 days next week, Chair, you must remember that many of us also have other committees. And it is very difficult then to leave the one committee and be here for 2 days, or vice versa. The other committee meets on a Wednesday. And the 2 days that you could possibly get would be a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So, Chairperson, let us also look at the logistics, the commitments of members at other committees. I mean, those of us that made a study of what we need to discuss next week, Wednesday, at another committee, are going to find it extremely difficult to leave that work and come here. So I appeal to the committee, Chair. Give us the opportunity at least then to engage the department on what we find are shortcomings in this report and see that they prepare a better document, Chair, with more facts and information when they come back. I appeal to you to do that, Chair. And I have no problem with Mama Paliso and your request, Chair. Nothing at all. But my problem is that if we are going to leave everything for another day, Chair, we will never go through everything. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I think it's quite, before I say disrespectful of the DG not to be here, maybe we can hear what is so important that he's not here.
I mean, you just said he made an excuse. Maybe it's a medical emergency at home or something, and then he can't help it. But then I also want to just allude, I saw on my notification that Thursday afternoon there's no parliamentary sitting. So maybe that would be a good time to reschedule this meeting for on Thursday afternoon. Yes, it's Thursday. So tomorrow is the budget speech, and then Thursday there will be no plenary. Parliament is not sitting on Thursday afternoon. So that would be a good time to catch up. Of course, we'll have to be here because caucus is in the morning. And I mean, everybody has planned to be in Parliament. It's just that the plenary has been cancelled. Maybe that's a good alternative. I mean, if we go through it now, then we might not get a second bite at this. So I would also then say I'd rather have the people here that are responsible so they can answer us. I mean, we can go to postpone it to Thursday. Because if we go through it now, then, I mean, maybe we don't get a second bite at this. You know, we just have to repeat here
now and then we conclude on Thursday.
No, I say we postpone it to Thursday.
Okay.
Chairperson, fisheries is just as important as anything else in this department, also forestry. That's the two sectors that are mentioned here.
Mm.
And if we want to perform fisheries, we can perform everybody until we meet the responsible person of this department. Because there are some really, really funny issues on fisheries. So really, to my appeal, we want a responsible person whom we oversight. Because who will convey the message to them? Your letter will go, yes. But departmental, from previous experience, we have done this before. And we didn't have any progress or success with it. Thank you.
Can I then make a ruling that...
Can I just make one point?
We postpone for Thursday. We do all what we can in our power to look for all the logistics such that we are able to meet on Thursday. Now, you see, when it comes to CARP and other areas of responsibility, like extension or the service office, always is mentioned that those are matters effectively residing in province. It can also have your HOCs of province come to that session, so that we have one full-blown session. There be no excuse that, you know, the matter resides in provinces and provinces being not here to respond. Because our information and also as we do our oversight work, we get reports like some of the monies out there in the provinces, they literally either are taken back to the department or are rolled over. And yet, support out there is so, so enormous, demanding such support. Now that's what I would really wish us to do, notwithstanding all the concerns raised by members. I think we need, beginning of the year, we need to do things right as we begin the year, so that we're able to achieve our common goal. Because I believe that we all have one common goal of ensuring that there is safe food and there is security of food in the country. In other words, there is enough food that is safe. That's all what brings us together. Nothing else. So let us find
a way of cooperating with each other. We have a job to do. You have a job to do. We're doing our part. It is expected of you to do your part. So that we do not have any excuses anymore. Documento must come through, at least be distributed a week in advance, at least. I'm aware that there have been such sessions in the past wherein promises were made that a report shall be forthcoming in a week's time, in 2 weeks' time. If we were to go through all our minutes, we shall discover that a number of those reports that were promised never reached our table. So that we are able to correct all of those mistakes of the past. So that's what I would really wish us to do going forward. We are not going to be like Mr. Abraham here and raise all our voices, you know, and so on. So we'll just be quiet and do our things a lot more effective and efficient. I'm sure you are capable of doing that under the stewardship of the Dombela. I'm told you are the one who is acting in charge of the team. Members, that would be my summary going forward, notwithstanding all the concerns raised by members, which then means that the letter shall go out. Granted, the DG did mention to me, I must also be mentioning that he has gone yesterday to Italy, but we have a job to do. And the decision of the meeting is simple. We should be able to have, you know, the people who have responsibility, who take responsibilities, who are accountable for all their responsibilities here. So the point raised as well is that we are not taking enough policy. Okay, members, I'm not sure if there is any other item for discussion.
Yes, Chair. Chair, firstly, I have no problem that we meet on another day. I'm just a bit disappointed that we don't have the opportunity to tell the department, those that are here, all the shortcomings that we see in this report, so that they can improve on it when we meet on Thursday. Otherwise, Chair, what I'll have to do then, if I must on Thursday participate, I'm going to say the very same things again, and that will mean that they'll probably have to come back again or respond to it at some other stage. So what will happen, Chair? I know how things work. It will just sort of disappear in the sand. Finish. Nothing will happen. There will be no accountability. Now, with regarding to any other issue, Chair, we have a program here before us, and I believe,
Mr.
Chair, that...
agree that we are rescheduling for Thursday. The challenge on the earlier point you raised is that once you start, you shall never be able to stop. Because if we were to look at any loopholes requiring fuller, you know, version of the report, then we shall be dealing with the whole report, because each one of us shall have a bite on this, a bite on that, and so on and so forth. So that's to do the kind of things. At best, what we might wish to do, let's coordinate those through the committee secretariat.
and have the committee secretariat forward those two to the department. Because that's what we might wish to do at that.
Sorry, sir. But if then the DG, that's why what I ask, if the DG is in Italy, we live here on Thursday, and if it's not going to be here on Thursday, now I was postponing the meeting on the basis of the lack of preparation in terms of documents, or now I was preparing with the hope that with God's will, the DG will be here or the minister. Do you understand? If then both they are not going to be here, I might not see the really reason, because the same people who are sitting here will be here on Thursday. Because I thought that really that the DG, the head of department,
the
will
minister
do,
is in the country.
Or the minister. Okay, if the minister can then must come.
Okay, thanks. We are done with that matter. Mr. Abram wanted to raise something else.
Yes, Chairperson. You know, we have a number of issues that are for a lengthy period of time not being attended to.
So shall we then say we are done with the meeting as officially scheduled? And then members, I take it that we are agreed on taking 10, 15 minutes at the most, just to look or re-look at the program. Remember we mentioned the other day we met that we needed to find time and see as to how best we can reprioritize on our program. And that's what Mr. Abram wants us to do. Are we fine with that? Thanks, Mr.
Yeah, Chairperson, there are a number of issues that for lengthy periods of time we have not attended. Now we have here on the agenda, on the program here, for example, on the 6th of March, we have this briefing by Professor Aman, biotechnology scientist. Now, Chairperson, that kind of briefing, I believe, can take place for about an hour outside of committee time if we're interested in hearing about biotechnology. But there are other issues that we need to prioritize. For example, Chair, before we go into recess, the first quarter recess, we will not be able to see the Agricultural Research Council. We need to have them before us. Last year, they did not appear before us, as far as I can remember. So we need to have them. The other problem, Chair, is that there is, for example, a report which I submitted after I was asked by the WIP to go to a place on the Botswana border where the Barokolohadi community were restituted their land. And Chairperson, that report, I've been singing about it for very long. Whether I raise my voice or I don't raise it, nothing happens. That report, Chairperson, has never been tabled before the committee, although I had handed it in. That community is expecting to hear whether there would be any assistance to them. And unfortunately, Chair, up to now, because the report has not been considered, there is nothing happening. There are other urgent pressing issues, Chairperson. For example, the DG that was here when this new parliament was constituted. That DG, we were told when I asked questions to the department about why did that DG go, can they give us a background, all they said is the DG accepted a package and left. I have information that it is much more than that. Life was made difficult for the DG, that's what I was told, and that's why the DG left. And chairperson, if we don't address those issues, then we are going to sit here with a situation where things will just happen, nobody's accountable for whatever has happened, and we will not know what really happened. So I would like to appeal, Chair, that we also find time to discuss issues like that. And that we make time, that we, that we request the department to give us full details on all the circumstances that led to that particular DG leaving. If we don't do that, Chair, then we are not carrying out our oversight function. We need to find out why certain things are happening. We need to find out why the department is not performing. So, Chairperson, all I'm asking is that we should reschedule the 6th of March. You know, I've got a major medical problem, and I can, for argument's sake, only get that problem attended to on the 28th of Feb. And yeah, we have a number of strategic plans of the department and various other entities that are going to be presented to us. Now, we are going to have a situation that has taken place today, and I'm not going to ask my medical specialist to try and give me another day. I would like to be here on the 28th, if it is humanly possible for me. I wouldn't like to come to a situation like today where I let something else go, and I come here and nothing happens. So, Chairperson, I'm asking that we should look at another date for the briefing by Professor Aman, or we can even look at a after the session event for 1 hour. I don't know whether this biotechnology scientist has something to tell us that is of such immense importance. They talk here of how to eliminate hunger and poverty. It is important, very important. But whether it cannot be done at some other time, and whether we cannot have the ARC on that particular day. Thank you, Chair.
Maybe just a quick comment on the Professor Amat. He is a professor from Switzerland who is literally coming especially to talk to Parliament. Of course, he has since scheduled other activities to be in the country for 2 or 3 days, I think, at the most. Now, they, through Woman Lombard, who is an agricultural writer, they've approached us as early as October last year. Really, you know, trying to press on even before we came on our own research. So that's the logistical issue that we might wish to be confronted with insofar as Professor Aman is concerned. Earlier on, it was written on our program to be a whole day affair. It is not a whole day affair. They actually mentioned that it could literally take us 2 hours at the most. That's what you know, is entailed with regards to Professor Aman. And that would be now talking here for the 6th of March. I just thought I might wish to just to give that background. There is information, I don't know why DINAWA hasn't been able to circulate, which would form a basis for us to also get our informed, you know, decisions on some of these issues that they had submitted, you know, on that topic by Professor Amman. Not yet.
Chairperson, I have a concern with the secretary section. Because we will get our names at 12 o'clock at night. Documents will be late, your notice will be late, so you will decide by 8 or 9 o'clock that no, I'm going to attend another committee meeting, so I provide for my committee. secretary. Really, we need also to sharpen the communication of our secretary, or our secretary of the committee. The communication is not all day. That must be also addressed. Thank
you.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I just want to raise an issue as well on the program. Is that I am a new member of this committee, and I don't know how it worked in the past, but we have three departments divisions that we have to give attention to. I mean, there are very pressing issues in the fishing industry at the moment. I mean, there's the Sikonyala tender. We need to go into it and find out what's going on with that. That's the tender that was for 800 million for the security vessels on the sea that was awarded to Sikonyala, but there's a conflict of interest, and I believe that there's now a legal opinion that says that contract is not valid because it was approved on the wrong merit. There's a big problem there. We're going to have a lot of hang on our face about that. Then there is the small-scale fishing contracting. We need to go into that and find out that, you know, what's going on with it. We need to be appraised because we need to report to those people outside what is going on with this. People are phoning us for questions all the time on that. I mean, and then you have the 800 million rand farm relief that was not spent this year. I mean, this is pressing issues that need, it's nearly the end of the financial year. This was money that was put aside for relief, emergency relief, and it was not spent according to media articles. People have to tell us, is it true or is it not true? And then we have another issue that is the transitional harbour management project. This is a project that cost government 10 million rand to do a report on all the small-scale harbours. The harbours are falling apart. In Hell Bay, there are 7 sunken ships in the harbour. It's blocking the whole harbour. Nothing can happen there because all these ships are there. And no attention is being given to those. Ships have been lying there for years, and nobody's doing it. So we need to go into these things, and we need to go and look at it. I mean, in Port Norris, there is a project I see on this report today, and it's the aquaculture. I mean, we need to go there, because I was there 2 years back. There was a project, and they said, this project there's nothing going on. It's just pipes lying there, and now I see they have 2 new projects initiated. Is it the project on top of this project? Is it a project to fix that project? We need information on these things. So we can't just go agriculture, and although agriculture is very, very important for food security, we also need to look at the fishery side. I want to beg this committee to please give that side attention. I mean, it's going to cause huge reductions in this country if a problem with small-scale fishing quotas for people that fish for their living, you know, it's just not done right. So I want to appeal with you, Chairperson, those are 5 issues that I've just raised there, that these 5 days work for you. Thank you. Mama.
Chairperson, thank you very much. When I look at this problem that you have already questioned it concerning Professor Ahmad, who said maybe it will be a plus minus, it can take 2 hours. Why can't we maybe that day on the 6th March, maybe speak ARC, maybe after the briefing from Professor Ahmad, because you see, on the 28th, ARC is not there. But I think we can still bring it to the 6th of March, if possible.
Thank you. So just give us an indication, when are the budget votes based on? Following of the 28th. But when is ours? As a category fishery.
I'm not sure they have allocated each week committee every day as yet. But that's it.
What normally happens?
It happens in somewhere in April.
In April?
Probably 24th of April up to May.
So that will be after we come back from recess.
Yeah.
24 of April.
You see, Chairperson, on the 11th of July, the researcher gave us a document. In this document, the researcher highlighted several issues that are outstanding. The department had never come back to us. For example, Chair, a written report was supposed to have been sent to us regarding allegations of mining activities at Nooigedacht Agricultural Research Station, which is located outside Ermelo in Mpumalanga province. We need to know what's happening. Asset registers for the ARC and Ngeha Farms Pty Limited. We never got that. The written responses that were supposed to be sent to the committee on 20th October regarding the members 2010 regarding members' questions on the status of Ngeha, Fort Cox College, and then Chair, the forensic audit report of Ngeha Farms by the 20th of October 2010. Turnaround strategy for Ngeha Farms by the end of January 2011. Duff's comprehensive mechanization plan for infrastructure development and revitalization by the end of January 2011. Draft food security policy by end of February 2011. Forensic audit report of the former Marine and Coastal Management, which is now the Fisheries Division of Duff, by May 2011. Report on the fisheries stakeholder in Daba for the draft small-scale fisheries policy that was planned for March 2011. Written responses on questions raised during the briefing of the committee, 25 January 2011, by DAF on its third quarterly performance and expenditure report. Responses were supposed to be sent to the committee before the end of business day on 8 February 2011. Written response on the question regarding the involvement of Dr. Mayakisa's son.
On that note, Mr. Brown. We shall be doing two things at the same time. One, we have minutes that shall reflect all of those, or a number of those. Out of those minutes, we have typically what we would refer to as outstanding matters. We need to go through that and pick up on a number of those issues and throw them back at the department and expect a feedback. That's what we typically would have been doing over the past few years. But what we wanted to do now is pay your advise Mr. Abram, how best can we reconfigure our program such that we prioritize areas, whether within this term that end of March or going beyond to end of June. That's what I thought we were doing now. As a result, you know, we're picking up on some very key and strategic areas of importance. You have led us by making reference to ARC, for instance. You also have led us by making reference to the Swiss, you know, professor. You have also led us by making an example about the Northwest report. That was good leadership. We went further. For instance, from where I'm seated, I'm very passionate about factoring in a matter related to subsidies and tariffs as they relate to agriculture. And some of those negotiations that are taking place at the WTO. Smart subsidies, if you like. How best we protect our own products through tariff structures. To an extent, we might wish to have GTI and DAF coming to brief us about those details. These are issues that are directly affecting our food security in the country, such that we are importing willy-nilly, such that we seriously lack production in the country. You know, we're talking about poultry here. I don't know how many millions are we importing a day. Chickens.
800,000 per day, Jeff.
800,000.
Chickens. the equivalent of 800,000 chickens per day.
So that's what we're importing.
They actually dumped here.
The majority of that coming from Brazil. Almost 70%. Now, the Chinese also have a very keen interest. Whilst you say to the Chinese, we want your technology, they say, no, 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 we want to bring you the product. You know, New Zealand, Australia, so that's where you typically get. Now, what is our tariff structure when it comes to all of those issues? We remain mum when it comes to those issues. Mm. Now, the matter of Rift Valley fever, apparently it is still an ongoing problem.
Yeah, quite true.
We are still not able to make full use of our export of potential to China. Granted, there is certification that has since been agreed upon between South Africa and the Chinese. Granted, we still, until now, do not have any outbreaks of the Rift Valley fever in the country. But the issue of the traceability of any of those little bales from the small growers is still a matter for the Chinese. In fact, by our own department, in fact, not even the Chinese, because our vets are able today to say, because the traders, they pick up from all these other small growers of wool. And our vets are not able to say, we're allowing this bale as one bale from, because of the issue related to traceability, where does this wool come from, and so on. And for that reason, and largely that wool is largely coming from our communal wool growers, put it bluntly, from our black farmers who are into wool. Because your large commercial white farmer who is into wool is able to pick on one bale to Port Elizabeth, DKB, go and market. But these are the small ones that literally come through to one trader. They are not able to be sourced of their traceability. Now, for that reason, because our vets are of the view that there might still be some segment, semblance of preventive, yet it is not there, which directly affects incomes on some of our, or so that could also be one of those issues. Land bank. There are issues within the ECB. I've also invited the black farmers. There was a program. I've also asked the committee secretariat to distribute the correspondence that I received and all signed the petition, if you like, by the black farmers. At the ECB, there's a big problem that is looming. It's an organization that has been running very, very efficiently. PPECB is the Perishable Product Export Control Board. It is an organization owned by the state. For any exports and imports, it's more like, if you like, it's an organization that must stamp on your goods that go, perishable products, and that come. That step, the control board. It has been running so well with all the, you know, reports that have been coming from the Auditor General, you know, unqualified, and so on, until recently, effective last year. Things seemingly are, I'm not sure whether to say they are going backwards. I'm not even sure whether they were backwards at all. But as we speak now, one of those programs, there's a new CEO there, Stewart, that has since been appointed late last year. Now, one of the very first issues that has happened there was to do away with that program.
that support these black farmers. There is a serious uproar as a result of that. There was an issue, if you remember, about the CEO, Lubombo,
yeah,
who mysteriously has since vacated office. Now, out of that, there was also a matter related to the staff within PPECD that vote that gave a vote of no confidence to the board, unheard of. The new CEO is also a member of the board of National Agriculture Marketing Council. There are issues of governance as well. Now, that matter of PPECD is coming in a very fast way to our committee. The matter has been referred to the ministry and the department. Put it bluntly, there hasn't been any thing that came from the office, department, or the ministry by way of an advice or guidance or direction. A similar matter relates also with OVP. OVP has also been working great. The issue there wherein there was expected to be an appointment, if that appointment has already been done, of a CEO. The board is divided. Very strange story. Now, the board is divided and seemingly there's not been much, you know, way forward on that one, save for, you know, board members, others marginalizing the others, and it's quite a funny setup within OVP. I've asked the Auditor General's office to assist us with some of these issues. I think also this should give us some bit of an opportunity if the Auditor General's office could come in and just take us through, but more on the department's Spanish trend. And then, of course, Mr. Van Dillen has raised matters which are quite pertinent related to vessels, the procurement there. The harbors, the revitalization program. The farm relief, I think, Mr. Abraham, you raised it at one point. I can't remember who raised it among ourselves. There is a matter also, no, it was somebody else at that meeting yesterday, from Langclough. Since 2007. And even here, Northern Cape, the monies that were dispatched directly from the department to the municipality. Northern Cape, when there were those big floods there, those farmers are still waiting until today. Now, that is another big issue. The Nyaka Farm report, I tell you that we all received copies of that forest audit report. We did receive it. Hand over, man. How does it work? No, hand over.
I have a big pile of documents there, but I think it must be there.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
So if you can send it again, I will give
you. No, that's fine. The NASA farm forest audit report, we still must find time to deal with that one. The Fort Cox estate is in a mess. Fort Cox is currently, it is still currently under
decree from 1990 Gozo administration. We all remember Gozo, Opa Gozo. He is still ruling from the grave. Now, it's not clear from people at Fort Cox. The person who is currently the administrator there is somebody seconded from the East Cape Department of Agriculture. So clearly, East Cape Agriculture Department, it is the one that is taking charge, if you want, you know, to take it that way. But I know for a fact that the National Department has also taken a keen interest. Maybe we have a role to play in fast-tracking that process, getting things done almost immediately. Because it's a matter that is really, turning that place, which has got a very, very big potential, I must say.
That's history too.
Yes. A number of people, you know, coming out of that college, you know, trained at that college, they've really been doing well in a number of, you know, areas of work. And that's, I think, we have a responsibility. I had received some reports, but unfortunately from the staff within the college. I would imagine because at some point they did not even earn an income. That's the extent in which things are there. On two occasions, that college last year sometime. So all of those methods, I guess, lobbying aimed at faster, you know, doing away with that situation that we find in that college, you know, which is an administration. I'm just mentioning all of these issues, members. Perhaps I'm sure we also have other issues. The aim here, as the recommendation which we accepted from Ms. Abram, was to see how best we can throw issues that we think are of priority, that require us to move with speed in dealing and tackling.
Can I take a swap? Yes, Mr. Sorry. I just want to make a recommendation. And to take us forward. I mean, there are so many issues here. I mean, we can't sit around the table and do this. I would suggest that we would either get a list of all these outstanding issues. Then we have to put a plan forward how we're going to deal with it. But we'll have to spend a day on all these issues only. So I suggest we send an email around to everybody, find out what everybody's issue is, we put it in a form, what are the outstanding issues, and then we go and sit around the table and we decide which is the most important that we want to address right now. And we vote on it if we get the consensus of what is important, so we deal with it. And then we can go in a time of a year, we can maybe go through it, all of them. I mean, these issues, they are just falling about the wayside and it's getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, the organizational structure, that's the first thing that must be sorted out, because if there are no people in positions to sort out all these problems, then it will never get sorted out. I mean, so I think a lot of these issues were raised now, the secretary have taken them down. Let us use that as a base. And we can add more, everybody can add what their issues are, and then we have a workshop or something that we can decide this is the plan forward. We find out how many meeting dates there are in the year, and we sort them out for a whole year program. You know, we stick to it. And if we need extra days, we must see if we can find an extra day or a weekend, and we get those people all in to come and tell us on a weekend, and we go away to somewhere. I mean, we might all have meetings outside of Parliament as well. And I mean, if you do a Friday and a Saturday, and then we come, you know, we get to the end of it. Otherwise, it's just going to go worse and worse. And it's our responsibility to have that oversight, because we stand up in public, we say, this is the problem, this is the problem. But what have you done to solve the problem? We have not done anything. So how does it help? Other people are not going to solve it. The buck stops with us. I mean, this is how bad it is.
Mama, point taken, Sefander.
Chairperson, we have so many, many outstanding issues. And it seems already we are going to be late because we have 2 weeks We haven't done anything last today, last week and today. And another thing, the department has a tendency of saying, we will send you this and this and this and this. And they will never do that. That we must take into consideration. The other issue which is paining me so much is Nyakafa. We fought last year to get the report. That's the point. And we have the report in our hands. I don't know it's because we don't have chance, but we have to create time. Last year I even said, we can even stop going home on Friday. If we have a backlog of jobs, we have to create time. How to deal with the backlog? We can't say Monday we are coming back from home. So, Friday we are going home, as if we don't have something to do. If we have something seriously to do, we have to remain behind and do our job.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise we'll remain with this very, very big backlog on our shoulder. Secondly, you have been talking about the PPE CD. Maybe this is another opportunity because they are coming to meet us next week. It's next week. Maybe this is the opportunity to find out what is happening together with the OBP. I think we should use that opportunity to find out, because we have to know what is happening there. Thank you.
Sorry.
Mine is just to endorse what the colleague here, Honorable, who from the
Fundelen,
that really we need to do this, to have the day and sort out all these upcoming issues. I think the question of Nyakha is really our toothache, I think all of us. And this Makhubukhadi community report, let's just get rid of this and attend to this. It's long outstanding. Mine is just to endorse that. Let's try and do things a bit different, because really, it's as if this committee doesn't have any peace now. I'm just understanding that. Let's really devote our time and sacrifice so that we make a difference. Thank you.
Chairperson, as a way forward, I would like to make the following available. This document which the researcher had prepared is dated the 11th of July 2011. Now, accepted that since then there may be a couple of the issues that are on this document that have already been, I wouldn't say satisfactorily resolved, but they may have got some attention. There's a number of issues here that can be used as a basis for what Mr. Van Dalen has suggested, a good suggestion. And then, Chair, you see, most important, Chair, there is a organogram of the department which indicates all the posts, and it indicates the incumbents in the of those posts. The one that I've got here was offloaded on the 18th of January 2012, so it's slightly more than a month old. What we need to do, Chair, is send this organogram to them, not that the department has it, they have it, but tell them that we want to know from you that all these posts that are here, those that are vacant, what steps have you taken to fill them? Because if the posts are on the organogram, it means that it's an approved post, a funded post. Secondly, those that are acting, for how long did you introduce the Hollywood stage into the country? And when do you plan to stop these actors and make them, appointments that are permanent? You see, Chair, this administration, the current one, He's now 2 years and approximately 9 months old. And in 2 years and 9 months, if you are unable to have a stable senior management level, then you're looking for trouble, Chair. You are not going to be able to deliver. And it is one element that we need to pay attention to. Finally, Chair, you spoke of a number of issues, and it's good that we've sort of got this discussion going. At least we could unpack and put a number of issues on the table. But in the documents that were presented to us for this today's meeting, somewhere the department boasts that they were able to get from the medium-term budget an amount of, I think, 149 million. For relief. And here we have floods that took place last year this time, especially along the Orange River, and those people say that they didn't get a cent worth of help. There are still people who had the problem with the swine fever, other people that have had problems, their problems have not been resolved, they have not been assisted. You have, for example, one of the reasons why I wanted to confront these guys on CASP. The Eastern Cape, where you have a RAM project, which over the years has helped our poor wool growers to start growing better quality wool because they were assisted with animals of better quality. Many of them are able to pay the fees for their children and things like that. The Eastern Cape Department has just shut shop. The Eastern Cape MEC is not prepared to speak to these people according to what they tell us. They cannot get an appointment, and they are now facing a problem. So I wanted to ask these guys, how much cash funds has Eastern Cape got? Where did they use it? How did they use it? That projects like these that were clearly projects that had been assisting the people. And then, Chairperson, we also need to ask, and I think these things should be asked up front now so that we send them a letter and they must have the answers for us. Why weren't the people who were, whose properties and land and everything was ravaged by the floods not yet been helped? I mean, there's no point, you know, we say something in Afrikaans, but in English it means there's no point giving somebody mustard after the meal. Mm. He needs it in order to enrich the meal, not afterwards. So, Chairperson, I think these are some of the issues that we need to do. This business of the organogram is extremely important because there is total instability in that department.
Yes, sir.
And that is apparent, and you can see it today too, yes, that there's instability. I mean, no person is going to give of his or her best if that person does not know that I'll be in this post for a reasonable period of time.
Yeah.
Happens to any human being, Chair. You can't expect the best work out of a temporary casual laborer. If that person has guaranteed security that he's got the job, that he or she is going to produce. So we need to sort these things out, Chair. And we must not be shy to ask these questions, because that is where service delivery is derived from.
Yes.
If you've got a stable work environment, you're going to have stability in the department, you're going to get a stable production. Thank you very much, Chair. So I will make available these to Peter. Peter, if you can quickly make a copy somewhere here, man. I'm sure anybody here will help you, if the chairperson allows you to go out.
Yeah, I think we'll distribute all of that after the meeting. I think those should be, if I were to follow the proposal, typically the secretariat isolates issues from minutes. Those shall be included, and that document shall also assist those areas we isolated. For purposes of us having to be able to tablet all of those as outstanding issues, which we forward to the department for them to respond, and then we take a discussion from there.
And also the point raised by Mr. Van Dullen should also, I think, assist us as we move forward in terms of our own program or identification of priority areas. Those equality communicated to the Secretariat electronically. I think those two issues, they do not, exclude each other. Or reject each other. Now, I think we seemingly have covered a great deal of those. I just thought, I was just going through these invitations here in the month. Also, make it known one of those that one got for the committee. Maybe just before we do that, so that there is also a clarity for us going forward. We were supposed to have gone on a study tour, which was rejected by the office of the speaker. because of budget. Simply put. Now, later on we were informed that we should motivate separately because initially all the time jointly with rural development land, jointly, rural development land for. Now suddenly, no, do it separately, motivate separately and target, in good time, June or September. Because we're working now on a new financial year. So that's one part which I thought I might wish to report. The other not related issue was an invitation by South African Breweries. This one again talking to the agenda or the program. Since we came as this committee, not once did we deal with any legislation. I stand corrected also.
Dysfunctional department, Chair.
It is either in the process, there is this amendment, there is this new law, there is this. Now this FAB invite, well, they wanted to fly us, accommodate us, and do whatever. But Parliament has got its own policies, Well, just to read one paragraph. The message is an appeal for wisdom. So what I did to advise the SAP people, Vincent Mapai, to talk directly with the speaker. The department is in the process of reviewing the Liquor Product Act. Once again, another legislation is in the offing. Proposed amendments to this act effectively mandate the department to be the regulator of liquor products. There are two departments that are regulating on liquor. One on the liquor product and also on the, DTI regulation on what? Liquor Act. It's Liquor Product Act and Liquor Act. Product deals with what, the process of manufacturing of that. Alcohol. It further introduces a new definition of a beer. As SAB, we believe it is critical for the department and the committee to expose the beer making process from crop to bottle. Somewhere in George, they have hop farms, and somewhere in Caledon,
they have Malt, and then also here in Newlands, they have the actual plant. So that's what they want to take us through. It has since been agreed upon, when talking to the House Chair, that you remodel the application such that it doesn't appear, or the process of the legislation doesn't appear. But clearly, all what SAB wants to do, they want to
lobby
us. That's all what they want to do. Now, it is upon us to agree on such an excursion, or they call it a heritage tour, beer heritage tour, something like that. Basically, to look at the whole process, value chain process. You know, how beer comes and how beer gets to be wherever it is. They have given us a date or some dates of the 14th to the 16th of March. They wanted earlier, and then I said no, that would be too much short of a notice. Then they wrote, and then of course I directed them to the Speaker's office. This letter is a copy that was sent, also sent through to the Speaker's office, addressed directly to him, and then copied to me. Sorry, I say the hand was up, and then until then.
Thank you, Chairperson. We were just dealing with our program with backlogs and outstanding work of the Commission. My personal opinion, Chairperson, is Alice. What is the use or the outcome of us as a committee going to be invited or informed via processes of civil society outside, never informed by the department, as people were formulating legislation? Is that a good practice of government? That's my first question to myself. Secondly, Chairperson, we need to deal with various, very important issues of the needs of the people on the ground, pertaining food security, implementation of job creation. I'm not a person who is standing in front of the room of invitations to various conferences outside our way, just to go and do oversight or just to be informed. What are we going to get out of that? I want the success of us. What are we going to be successful with? I want to make one example. How many Agri-SA conferences? I never attended, and I'm not sorry for that. But various people did attend. What did we achieve out of that? Really, we need to be very serious this year to prioritize us serving the people on the ground with this very important food security department. We have debated, we have engaged that we want to put time aside to engage the department, to advise them and give them direction. On the how part are we going to have to be successful and achieve the objectives and the goals of food security and implementation thereof? To me, I don't say it is not important, but it is less our priority for now.
wholeheartedly agree with what Ms. Palacio has said to us. I think we have so many issues that are so important. If we are going to spend time to go and visit a brewery, it would really fly in the face of our commitment to solve these problems, I would think. We already have limited time, and we must use that time constructively. And if there is it's very important that somebody needs to be lobbied, I suggest you go and you make a weekend and you go and visit them. And as a chairperson, and you can come and report back or write a report on it, and or we fire someone up to go. But we can't all go. We must use our time that we can go away from Parliament to investigate. They're like those fisheries that they are in aquaculture. We must go and see it. We must go and see on the ground what is working and what is not, so that we can see what the fruits of our labor have been out there. First of all, what is broken before we get into that. I'm sure everybody knows how wine is made and everything else. We must really make an effort to solve the most critical issues on our agenda. And we must prioritize. And that first priority will be deserving of our time. And we can send it to the speaker. And if there's something in there that he wants to invite us to, or the other companies, then we can go if it's on the important and the strategic list that we will produce. And just on that, I would suggest that the secretary make a list of all the things and then send that list around so we can add to it, so we don't do double work. If we can see if there's still something outstanding, we can just add it and send it the message back, so that we have a basic list of that on that outstanding matters. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr.
Abra,
sorry, Mama.
Concerning the invitation, I want to come to the issue of study tour. Chairperson, of this committee, since we started there in 2009, I think we are now 2 years and 8 months. We never went anywhere. And they all, every time we are told that we don't have a budget. But my surprise is that other committees, where do they get budget? Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I end up saying it's better for us to go to the chair of the house so that he must make us a breakdown of our budget, because I don't think we will ever go anywhere. I don't think so. Because now we are left with another 2 years. We will be done. What stops us? Why always the budget, whereas other committees, they are just flying up and down. And we will end up sitting here not knowing anything to do. And, that issue is paining me so much. I even regret to be in this committee this is a very important committee. We have to see other countries which are similar to ours. How do they deal with the issues we are facing? And as the committee, we don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. That really is a real concern in my heart. Thank you.
I was reading in the morning in one meeting I was attending a list of reports that are supposed to be presented in the House today. Among others, there was also a report, oversight a report, by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, on their oversight work, not study tour, oversight work in the missions, abroad.
I'm just going to come to a building,
international relations goes
than is operating.
Maybe before.
Your age is
on the side. Even the committee where I'm sitting, the private members, the station, what, is putting on 32. It's going abroad, yes. It's going on 32, I think it's during June. And those are, it's like the one you are mentioning. I was once a member of the international. We were talking about the when Minister Tulak was still the chair of that committee. I was a member of that committee. We were discussing that issue of why this committee cannot, well, as we are facing, we have the Minister of International Relations. Why can't the committee go and see other countries? How are they dealing with other issues we are stuck on? And I mean, even the smaller than our communities, which we don't think they can demand to go abroad, they are going. What about us?
Mama, I'm looking at you, and then I'm saying to myself, you are beautifully dressed. And look at your necklace and
all. As always.
Yes, thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. You know, Chairperson, the first job I had was with a company of Rupert. And old man Anton Rupert always used to say that boys remember, unseen is unsold. So from that perspective, Chairperson, if you don't see something and somebody tries to explain it to you, you may not buy it. But if you see it yourself, you'll probably be interested in it. Regarding the specific invitation, Chair, I'm saying this, Chair, because I believe that it is important when you are involved in a particular area of work, that you have a bird's eye view of what that job entails. Regarding this particular interview, visit, Chair, I have a major problem. My problem is that here you have a company that has a pecuniary interest, and it wants to invite a parliamentary committee who may or may not be processing the legislation. But in the event that we may be, the idea is to already prejudice your mind in favor of what that particular industry wants. You know, there is this old saying, there are no free lunches. The Americans will spend a dime on you if they can make a dollar out of you. Chinese will entertain you because they want to get a foothold into your country. Sorry. Now, Chairperson, to me, it is ill-timed. Yes, when you are processing the legislation and you need to perhaps go and have a look exactly at what happens on the ground, then it must be something that is initiated as a result of a need that has been identified by those that are processing the legislation. But this kind of invitation, Chairperson, will compromise us, and I don't think that it is the correct route to follow. And Chair, I just want to add on that the previous discussion we had regarding the organogram, we also, when we asked them about those questions that I've raised, we should also ask them, Chair, whether every person that is supposed to be permanently employed, there is nothing permanent in life, but that they should tell us whether they have a binding, signed contract, that is a commitment. We should actually ask whether every employee has a contract. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair?
Yes.
their mind on this matter is that I'm not necessarily clued out about the legalities of this, but also when we talk of our people, I think we must not fall to a trap of thinking other stakeholders such as business are not part of our people. I don't have a problem to listen to anybody, even business, because I categorize them as our people. When we talk about ordinary people or South Africans, we must talk about everybody. But on this issue, I'm also concerned about the legalities. If there were no legal problems, and also we had time, because we have to listen to business, civil society, you know, and all other stakeholders. There's nothing wrong. We have principles, we have guidelines, we have rules that should be guiding the leadership at this level. I'm not scared to be influenced, as long as I'm influenced to something that is correct and that I know. If there was time and we didn't have a lot of things to do that want to try, I don't have a problem to listen to South African breweries. They are South African. We have to listen to the views of our people across the board. But you must at least check whether really what are the legalities, what are the intentions. You must understand the intentions. Maybe that will guide us. Because you know what happens sometimes, we must not allow that individuals go as individuals in some of these things, because people get to be influenced as individuals in different committees, and they go and listen, and because there are no rules and regulations. Yeah. Therefore, if it's going to help our people, it's going to help South Africa, it's going to make us know, as those people who are supposed to do an oversight responsibility, it's fine. We can look at that as long as it is legal. I also want to say, as a new member, you see in this committee, our priority should be focused, to focus on reorganizing this department. I have never seen a department at a face value you can just say, as a new person, that there's no department here. And my worry, this is supposed to be the breadbasket of our people. This department is supposed to serve our people, and when I look into this minister and the expenditure that she's always committing, and I say, what is it that this minister really is doing in building a breadbasket for our people? Now, I'm looking forward on Thursday to ask her really serious questions. Is she serious about serving the ordinary people who do not own? I was in a trip, an oversight visit in KZN. I was so shocked. The lack of service of our people by the very same department that is supposed to give our people food. People do not have support base from this department. We went to a farm. This government, this department is spending money for a fence that is not necessary. I want to know about those things. Therefore, I'm saying our priority this year, at least, Chair, we should prioritize this oversight visit to go and listen to our people, because my understanding, this minister, I think, is not giving herself time to go and listen to the problem and the plight of our people. For the fact that on a very important occasion and very important meeting, she couldn't come here today. Now, I think we are dealing with people who are not taking, therefore, reorganization of the department is very important. Maybe at your level, political leadership, if we do not have hope on a political leader, as a minister, you must provide us political leadership here. I think we need political leadership in this department for us to fix these things. My experience just on the trip to KwaZulu-Natal told me that there's no political leadership. We must interpret, Chair, whatever we'll be doing this year, a program tabled by the President to serve our people and deliver, redistribute, it must mean what the President has said. And I think the officials
the minister do not understand the targets and the program that the president has just taken in the state of the nation. And I think we must all tell the minister about the issues that the president have identified. There's somebody in KwaZulu-Natal who got land and gave back the land to the very same people that we bought the land from. And they are not farming there. Those are the things we're supposed to be looking at. And it was an indictment to me to hear that as we're distributing land for people to farm and build food for our people, and there are people who are not doing that and who are not farming. Therefore, I'm looking forward to this committee, and I'm very interested to hear how the minister is going to explain this kind of a disorganized department. Therefore, we need political leadership from your side. We need to reprioritize things that are important to serve our people and deliver on making the lives of our people better and reach to the promise that Nelson Mandela gave to South Africa.
I just trust, Mr. Tonga, you're not in agreement with Dr. Muda, the Deputy Minister for Agriculture, who was saying black people only want to go to the urban areas.
No.
Members, I think the issue about SAB, there could be two matters there. One, the principle. Two, the technicality. The principle here, for me, I always believe that I have an independent mind on a number of things. Unless I'm convinced otherwise. You can take me even to the moon. If I don't agree with you, I'll tell you straight in your face. I've been there, I've seen what the moon looks like. And I appreciate all the effort, but unfortunately, I don't agree with you. So that it also exposes us to new horizons where we shall not have been. We have been talking from experience. Again, seeing is believing. But the technicality that we are confronted with remains that of the timing. Once again, time and place. Such that we are overwhelmed by a number of issues. I think for now, all what we are saying is to write back to SAP, saying unfortunately we are not able to make it due to time constraints and the workload that we have, without really making it long. But it also raises a different area that talks to the department. Maybe we need to write another letter, if you can assist us here, John, to the department that says, since we came to this committee, we've never had any legislation before the committee. And it's not as if there are no legislations. Even last year, when the year started, we were informed by the department that no, they are in the pipeline, or almost there. And the year went by, whole of 2011. Yeah. This year, you feel like, you know, you are on the same LP. You know, that is repeating itself on the same area. You are also scared of being a fool for intents and purposes. So you shall be asking the same question that you asked last year. And being clear to yourself that you are literally going to receive the same response that you received last year. No, it's almost there. It is with the drafters, it is with the legal advisors, and so on and so forth. And perhaps maybe we shouldn't get tired. Let's have that paper trail. Once again, before end of March, if we can be, because there are a number of issues here. The reason that we have these many problems within PCB and OPT and Land Bank, ARC, you name them, it is precisely because they are operating on old legislation.